Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. Just, man, a lot to process from that last segment. What a fair foul. Fair foul going 6 months without... That's still pretty crazy
foul.
To me. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that is foul, bro.
What's the longest you guys have gone? Not talking to you guys, talking to the Tolos. But, I mean, y'all can answer as well.
You know, it just depends. You know?
I'm talking about any form of it, whether it's with someone else or by yourself.
Well, that's a different story.
Is it?
Yeah, because if you're having regular relations, then the need to pleasure yourself is far less dire.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm thinking about because I'm
look at Ross because I'm just knocking him down.
No, because I was just trying to think about it. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I guess I've never really like consciously thought about not doing that sort of thing. But but when I've been with someone, yeah, definitely.
Oh, 100%. I mean, when you're getting on the regular, that's crazy.
Okay, so let's start it today, and we'll see who goes the longest and shortest. No pun intended. Tomorrow at this time will be 24 hours completed, and by time you check in back with us Monday, we'll be around 6-7 days.
From the 945, a year in Afghanistan getting shot at meant none of that.
But let's go. What?
But he was protecting our freedom.
I know, that's what I'm clapping it up for. What?
Shout out to him. From the 817, thank you. He's definitely on the aggressive tonight. Is that referring to me?
Yes.
Is that referring to me?
Yes.
Love listening to you guys, though. I Tolo all day while I'm working.
You know what? We can build a community here because I see people texting in right now.
Wow.
What if we build a community where all of our fatties are using that energy toward that would be lustful and what the world wants you to do, and we turn it into a positive community of entrepreneurs and money makers and sports ball knowers.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, though, because one of the things...
Are you moonlighting as a lifestyle coach?
What does moonlighting mean? Does that mean acting?
You're dabbling.
Sure.
It's like your side hustle.
Exactly.
My side hustle is hanging out with you guys.
Okay, from the 817. Currently 4+ years completely free from any of that. Jesus set me free from sexual perversion.
Clap it up. My man is free. That's a phenomenal text we've got sent in.
I don't want to, but here's the thing. I don't want to bastardize sex.
Well,
I actually think that's dangerous because
what? Bastardizing sex?
Or just like being like, you know, like anything like that is like, I just feel like that's really dangerous. Just in the sense that it's like, if you put something like that so high obviously attract people to it. Is just my thought process with it.
No, I mean, it absolutely can.
I'm not saying to not date a girl and then tell her that you can't have sex. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying when you have your free time and instead of journaling or doing
How long are you taking? I guess is my first question.
Okay, now we're getting in the weeds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, not to get too far into it, but I mean, I'm not spending half my day.
You'd be surprised what some people do.
I'm not saying
it's not the action. It's not the action.
Right? I get it.
It's the thought process and the going forward and searching it up when you could be using that same energy and thought process.
Yeah, if you're taking that kind of time,
even 5 minutes
to use. No, if 5 minutes is all you need to do what you got to do,
I disagree.
And you feel better about yourself afterwards.
That's not a good feel better.
Then go for it.
It's not a good feel.
Nah, it's not.
Better.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
I'm feeling a lot of shame from you, sir.
Who, for me?
No. Oh. Him.
Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I mean, I'm not acting like I've never done it. We're starting it today, all as a group.
I'm telling you right now. I don't know.
You're not joining?
I'll have to think about it. Because I'm not convinced I will. Because I enjoy it. Okay. I'm sorry, but...
I want you to, Ross, look up...
I've given up enough right now, Ross, okay? I'm a race car in the rain.
Imagine you give it all up. You might.
I might.
You might be a whole different person.
I might body slam you on a nightly basis, too. Who knows?
If you gave up all that stuff and all you had to do was body slam me, I would be a good friend.
First of all, I don't do it every day. And secondly, it's not like I'm doing it for hours on end. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Somebody said nobody calls you white chocolate, by the way, Fred.
No, plenty of people do. Okay, let's get that straight. Hater. Wow. From the 9-4. I mean, people have just opened up. Okay, seriously. This is wild.
Are you allowed to read any of it?
I was about to say, be very careful.
I'll tell you what, man. This is a wild topic. Here we go. Let's see. I mean, maybe that's a 10 o'clock segment.
Yeah, I was about to say, we might have to save some of it for later.
Either way, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'll do this much. I won't tomorrow.
And then we'll build on that.
Okay. We'll see. We'll abstain tomorrow and leave it at that. And then we'll see what Thursday brings.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see what Thursday brings. I'll tell you what yesterday brought. Daniel Gafford, friend of the program. He was on with us last year. We got to see him yesterday. Obviously, you know, Mavs After Dark, that's a segment. Mavs Media Day yesterday. You already heard the Cooper flag. You already heard the PJ Washington. Now, we also got some interviews with Dennis Smith. We also got some interviews with Brandon Williams and Jaden Hardy. And are we going to play those today or do you want to do those later in the week?
We'll do those later in the week.
All right, we'll do those later in the week. But this was a little bit lengthier, but this was because it was a wide-ranging conversation with Daniel Gafford, a.k.a. the landlord.
What's something that instantly makes Gafford smile, physically, mental, whatever it is? Puts a smile on your face instantly.
Really just, you know, family, just everybody that's around me. Seeing them happy, that makes me smile. Main thing, really.
Most embarrassing, unique item in your fridge or pantry?
I'm a big fan of the, what are the pickles called? They're is it Best Mates? Let me see.
Pickles? Are we talking about pickles right here?
Yeah.
Pickle juice? Are you a pickle juice guy?
That too. Okay. I'm a real big just pickles in general guy. I like sour pickles a lot.
Okay. Have we tried Kool-Aid pickles?
I have.
That was what it was back in the day.
How come we haven't had a Daniel Gafford pickle endorsement?
Yeah, we need a way to make that happen.
I mean, seriously.
It's the first year I've actually really just talked about it, to be honest.
This is the start of it.
Best Mates, and by far, best pickles, hands down.
Okay.
Dill pickle, sour pickle, you name it. Yeah.
Okay, you're doing a TED Talk, 10 minutes on a random topic, non-basketball related. What would that topic be?
I feel like it was just like the most random thing for me is folding laundry.
Okay.
Really?
Are you like very proficient in it? Like, you know a lot of hacks?
No, I'm not. But it's just like, it would be something to where, you know.
You could do 10 minutes on it.
100%.
Yeah. What's 100%. The takeaway? Like, what makes Daniel Gafford's laundry?
Oh, I'm giving the hacks. I'm, you know.
Give me one. I'm one of the guys where I get like the doodads
to where you can do it just like folding three dings and it. You take it apart and you got a folded piece of laundry.
Like a little thing at the stores where it kind of
like a DIY folding laundry.
Do you hang dry your clothes? Because, I mean, you're a big dude.
Certain stuff I do.
Okay.
I do. But majority of this stuff, straight in the dryer. But if it's like a certain brand or whatnot.
That's like, what's your go-to detergent?
Detergent?
That's a question you've never been asked.
Man,
if we're gonna do these hacks, I mean, you know,
if I'm not mistaken, Tide. I think if I'm not mistaken,
do you? Okay, do you? I think separate? We do.
No. Actually,
Dang, well, no, what does my wife use? Because I'm going to say what she uses. It's like some type of...
It's
like,
not gain, is it?
I don't think it's gain. Okay.
No.
It's like a clear bottle.
It's like last contract. We don't need the gain anymore, bro. We don't need the gain anymore.
It's like a clear bottle. I can't remember what the label is, but I think it's more of something that is not too heavy on the washer. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Fair enough. I was going to ask, do you separate your clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
See, when I was in college, I used to just throw everything in at the same time.
Can't do that. I'm telling you. Your wife don't come out the same.
At all. I had pink socks. All pink socks.
I'm telling you.
All right. Three albums the rest of your life. What three are you picking?
Forest Hill Drive, Off the Rip, J. Cole. If I'm... I want to say it's a Method Man album. I think it's Takao, because he has a song on there that he did with Busta Rhymes, right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite album by him. One more.
Is that the one that's got All That I Got Is You? Not All That I Got. It's got, what is that song? Is it one of the older ones that he came out with in the 90s?
I think so.
Okay.
Because that was around like when it was young Busta Rhymes, too.
Because then
they had did that collab. That was a crazy one, too. What's another one?
Any new school? All old school, different genre.
I don't know. The artist's name is Russ. Would he be new school?
I would say he's somewhat new school.
What's the name of that?
New school.
It's like
All That I Need. I'm still stuck on that Method Man song.
If I'm not mistaken, the name of his album is Chomp. It's like Chomp and Chomp 2.
Okay.
It's like two different ones. Yeah.
Okay. R&B. You an R&B guy?
R&B. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an old soul man.
Give me R&B jam. Give me something old. Who wasn't told us Confessions? Who was that?
Was that B. Will? No, it was Dennis.
Wait, no. He said, who told you Confessions?
Yeah.
I think it was Dennis. Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Confessions is a good one. Same girl.
Okay.
You get your perfect meal after the game, whether it's your wife cooking, whether you're going out to a restaurant, or a mix of both. Mm-hmm. What would that meal be after game? Perfect meal.
My wife cooks a crazy roast beef.
Okay.
And that's like my favorite dish.
She do the du jour, the au whatever, au jus, au jus. Y'all can do au jus.
He said au jus.
Nah. if anything, she had learned how to do it for sure. She does a fire roast with, you know, of course, like she does it like different. Like she either does it with a mashed potato, or if it's like the potato wedge, it's like cut up and stuff like that. But she does a fire roast. Like I tell her, my favorite dish is a fire roast beef. And she'll make it happen.
And then you're playing a fan 1-on-1 to 11. What's the score?
11-0.
Did they touch the ball?
No.
Okay. Last one, kind of personal goal you just have for yourself, just what you're telling yourself over the summer, over the offseason, getting ready for another season with the Mavericks.
Really just, you know, focusing on positivity, being happy. That's the main thing, honestly. Like, all of this stuff, everything that unfolds throughout the season and stuff, I mean, it's something that you can't control. So I just try to focus on being as happy as I possibly can because, you know, happy life, you know?
All right, last one for me. I've asked that we've kind of finished up everybody with these two questions. Look, I mean, I'm already telling you, you don't already know, last year was probably, I mean, you couldn't write that. What happened last year?
It was a rough year for everybody.
And look, you're a durable guy. You get hurt last year. I mean, it seemed like anybody, you know, with a pulse on the Mavericks got hurt last year, right? Yeah. What's the vibe? What's the feeling? And is this team a championship contender going into the season?
Pretty sure it's pissed off, you know?
Really?
Because 9 times out of 10, like, we felt that it was a lot of stuff, like I said, we couldn't really control. But now that I see, you know, the vibe, the smiles and stuff around the guys that I've seen just coming in for the team meeting this morning, atmosphere is contagious. Everybody's happy. And it's just, you know, we ready for the season because I'm pretty sure everybody has put that last season on the back burner. And it's just, you know, the sky's the limit, but we're trying to get past that. We're trying to go, you know, we're trying to get out there where Pluto at, you know.
What Cal going to do this year?
I don't know. Man, we're going to see. It's going to be a good year for us. Did he get some good transfers this year?
Well, he actually just lost out on a big recruit.
Really?
Ty McKinney from Kentucky.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, KU got it. So, you know, I've already had to give PJ a hard time about it. I'm a Jayhawk. Okay? So, you know, I just wanted to see, you know, I had to give Cooper a hard time about it, even though, you know. Well, how much college basketball do you guys talk?
Really, I think it really just depends on if our teams play each other. But majority of the time, we're talking about just, like, some of the guys that are, you know, of course, going to be in the draft.
Okay.
And how nice those guys are. Like, I forgot who it was. I forgot what team it was, too. We were talking about him a lot.
The BJ kid, BJ DeNesta or whatever it is from BYU?
It may have been him, but at the same time, I think it was the guard from Florida. He was nice.
Oh, our boy Will Clayton?
Yeah.
Walter Clayton.
Walter, yeah, he's nice. Yeah.
Okay.
I was watching him. I love this game a lot. Yeah. He was very real poised. He was facilitating. He was scoring. Okay. Anything you basically asked him to do, he did.
How much did you know about Cooper before he got here?
I knew about him a little bit. I was always seeing like highlights of him and stuff when he was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, it was one highlight that for some reason my hometown, some people in my hometown did not like. Yeah, I got a block, and he was just repeatedly saying, "Give me that." You know? So for some reason, I think like people didn't like. It was like just like maybe like two or three people. It was like a Facebook post. You know, some of these folks be on Facebook. They on Facebook like, man, why he doing all that? I'm like, bro, he just, you know, swatted somebody. Yeah. Like, what's the big deal?
Is he going to sneak up on people? I mean, I know that's crazy to say, but I asked him. I said, look, let's call it. I'm 44 years old. I mean, we ain't seen a lot of white boy superstars.
I feel like when it comes to the people that sing, like, they're not on the hype train and stuff like that, those are the people he's going to sneak up on.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. If you know Ball,
I mean, it's like, I've been playing with him throughout the whole, month of September?
Yeah.
You know? He can go. You know what I'm saying? And he just...
have you been surprised?
I can't even talk. With his athleticism?
Yeah.
Yes. I did not think he had all of that in his bag.
Really?
Just like his bounce. But at the same time, he got young legs.
Has he contested anybody at the rim? Have we had anybody trying to block him at the rim?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He tried to dunk on me, but
it
bounced back rim. He tried to dunk. He tried to dunk the out of me. And it was one of those ones where it's like we're both chest to chest. And like he was just, it's like I kind of like boosted him, but he was already high.
Yeah.
And so he came down with a head full of steam. He had went up with two, but like I said, the athleticism, he brought it out here and tried to dunk it, and it hit back rim, bounced back to half court.
Really?
Yeah. That was the main thing we were talking about after we got done playing pickups that day. It was the funniest thing ever.
So he's going to yak on some folks this year?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, 100%. He is athletic. Like, it was a couple of shots that he's shot, and even with me, like, I'm tall, and I've done this. And it's just, like, seeing him do it, it's just like, Jesus. He shot a shot mid-range, three-pointer, whatever, and went to go get his own miss and put it back, like, dunked it. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll shoot a floater, bounce off front rim, I go back and dunk it. That's light.
Yeah.
But he's doing it, like, further out.
Yeah, he's doing jumpers.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, man, his athleticism most definitely, like, really snuck up on me.
I love it.
Honestly. Awesome. Because, I mean, of course, you know, you got the one-leg jumpers, two-leg jumpers. He got.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You got the one-leg jumpers, you got the two-leg jumpers, and then you've got Cooper Flagg.
Wow.
Great stuff from Daniel Gafford, a very candid interview with him. And, of course, it was just three dudes shooting the breeze, talking a little ball.
Nobody says last question like Fred and Blake and then goes on for six
what
or seven
like
more questions.
What we like to do is we like to preview that this could be the last question.
Get a
Will it be?
Get a look around the room?
Or might we ask four more questions after we hit you with the last question? All right. You got a lot of text messages. We have people clowning me for me not knowing just something I brought up, actually, when it comes to roast beef. And a little high school football, a little something we like to call high school reunion that we're coming up with. Did your football team represent this past week? And where are we in the rankings here in the DFW? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. High school reunion coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.